Five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
And welcome to Truth, Beer, and Podsequences. What we're doing here is we're going to take a couple of minutes and do some cool stuff, kind of off the riff. We have new beers and we have a new guest. So new guests, introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Mike Stokes. I'm with Cincy Brewbus.
Awesome to have you, Mike. Congratulations, by the way, and cheers. We all have beers.
Sweet.
Thank you. One, two, three slow pour pills. So Mike and I... and Julia have slow pour pills. Josh, what you got?
I have Fractal Citra. It is from Equilibrium Brewing out of New York.
Ah, nice. We're
awesome.
Going
to
do a cheers.
Those, some lotions to help with that.
so cheers.
Cheers.
We have a long table to try to cheers on, so hopefully all of those caught. Right. But yeah, we are cheersing because it is Cincy Brewbus's anniversary, or
that's right.
Soon to be anniversary.
Yeah, today is our eighth anniversary of opening up our public tours on Fountain Square, January 11th, 2014.
Oh, that's so awesome. Wow. I am so glad to hear that. So you've had, and this is just pulling from a bunch of different podcasts, kind of an interesting time leading up, especially the last year and a half.
Yeah.
Weren't you trying to help with beer distribution for a while when COVID first hit?
When it first hit, we were kind of just asking, like, if anybody needed any help. We have these trucks that are just kind of chilling,
sitting there.
So we asked around and seen if anybody needed any help. And most everybody just kind of went to their staff because they wanted to keep their people working and figured out ways to do it. We did actually have a van, our regular minivan. I actually drove it here. And Mad Tree rented it for about 2.5-3 months.
Well, thank you so much for just being willing to jump into the community to say, what can we do to help when, again, this is 2020, you know, over a year ago already, even though, good God, it still feels like we're in the middle of it.
Sure. Right.
But yeah, huge thank you to you for jumping in and saying, what can we do to help? I know that some of it was a business decision because you guys still need to find a way to pay your employees.
Yeah, but we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know where things were going. We didn't know how long things would be timed out for. So it was it was just a really weird time.
That's
we were really fortunate, though. As soon as all the places opened back up, we had demand for tours.
Great.
So we started doing tours almost right away.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was at a much lesser degree, you know, only one or two buses maybe a week.
Are you having to restrict the number of people on each bus? Or has that kind of been...
Not recently.
Okay.
Now that Omicron's here and it seems like more and more people are getting sick, I don't know. We're going to have to revisit this and see what practices and things we have in place are working or not working.
Every day's different.
But at that time, we did restrict. We were limiting it to only private events.
Okay.
And it could be up to 10 people at a time.
Okay.
And that was really kind of us asking the breweries, what do you guys think? You know, we have all this limited space in these, you know, tap rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So with the limited space, what's the size of a group
that you can let us bring in? Because you don't want to bring in something that's going to max out or overmax the tap rooms.
Or they wouldn't even be able to sit down. They wouldn't be able to, do anything. And we have guests just kind of standing there. And so, you know, in the beginning, it was pretty tight. We only had a few locations that were even willing to bring in the 6 to 10 people that we had. And so that was what we did.
Yeah.
We would run as many buses as we could. It was me and one other guy. And then he left, and then it was me and another guy, and then we slowly built our staff back. Most of the guys that worked for us were really kind of part-time, and this was sort of their fun weekend job and a way to make a little bit of money and, you know, get out and be in the community and talk beer and talk Cincinnati and the history.
It's fun.
It was... Once everything happened, they were like, you know, I think I'm just going to focus on my career or whatever, or get something else going. And so we lost a lot of our long tenured staff. So that's obviously where most of these challenges have come from recently, is just finding the right people to go out and do tours and things like that. So,
well, in celebration of that, Marco, you have you have some beer from Narrowpath that
you
brought out for us.
Yeah, let's get to that. So. Certainly in celebration and congratulations for the 8 years. And good to see you again. I haven't seen you since the Fretboard Live
episode.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a blast. And Julia was listening. or watching remotely,
on the live stream.
I was there firsthand. But what we have here is beer from Narrow Path, and shout out to Narrow Path as sponsors to this point five. This is called Old Fashioned, and what this is it's a lager, and they put cherry and orange peel, and I think, I could be wrong, I think brown sugar. This is meant to mimic an old fashioned cocktail. So let's all go ahead and take a drink. You guys can take a drink while I talk. Yes, cheers, everyone. I was there, so I had to drop my youngest. Shout out to my youngest, Ari. Thank you for always listening to the show in the van with my wife, Rachel. And I had to drop Ari off down about 2 miles away from Narrow Path. Not 2 miles. It was like 2 minutes from Narrow Path. And I said, I can't miss this opportunity. I got to go to Narrow Path. So my son, Vincent, and I stopped in, walked in, sat at the bar. Had no idea that Chad, the owner, was there. And we were sitting there. I ordered a beer. And then all of a sudden, Chad came out and gave us the royal treatment. Chad was really fantastic.
Did he take a flaming hot poker and put it into any of your beers?
He did. That was the one thing that he did not do, was take the flaming hot poker.
All right.
Please, everyone, tell me what you think about this beer while I go ahead and have a sip.
I really like this. It's sweet to the point to where I feel like it could be or should be really syrupy.
Holy
but
shit.
It's this not,
is,
but
this
it's
is
not.
Incredible.
This is, yeah. I mean, this is so incredible.
I'm an IPA guy, and this is incredible.
It is so well-balanced and so just well-balanced. Like, this is freaking delicious for all of the different flavors that it has.
It's really interesting. You know, in the beginning, you're kind of like, okay, this is cough syrup, you know, you just repurposed. But then what you get is that nice, you get that cherry. And then you get, because cherry can have that cough syrupy kind of like effect on beers, I've noticed over the years. But then you get this beautiful orange peel. And it finishes right on your palate, where you get that citrus, but you also get the bitterness from the rind. You can you can, and that's where I think I'm getting the balance.
I've
that sweetness right in the front, cough syrupy, but so, thinner body, and then finishing nice and strong.
I had it there, and Chad poured me a taster of it, and I had it, and I was like, this fucking blew my mind, and I just loved it. I had to bring some. I had to share it. With my friends, and couldn't be happier that you were here to share it with us, Mike.
Thank you. And this is awesome. Wow, fortuitous.
I said,
it was meant to be.
God, this was good. I say, I have to have other people try this, and whether it's, you know, something they did as a one-off or whatever, this just blew my mind about what you could do in trying to craft an offering that is meant to hit a mark, and then when you hit that mark to the people that know, or even to the people that don't know, once you explain, it hits you between the eyes, and I thought it did it perfectly.
Right. What I was going to say, too, and like as I keep drinking this, is I think I've had one or two old fashions in my lifetime. This is it. I mean, this is something to where if you like cocktails, if you're like, I'm not a beer person,
right?
But
I'm with you.
I like cocktails. This is the drink for you. Yeah. If you're a beer person and you're like, I don't like cocktails, this is for you. This balances that so ridiculously well. I get the cocktail. I get the old fashioned. But there is still that beer element of it to where I don't feel like, and I've said this before about kind of barrel aged beers, that a lot of times you get too much booze. It's like, I want to taste the beer and then the barrel.
Right.
If I want to drink bourbon, I just drink bourbon. This, I feel like, is that just beautifully balanced cross between worlds.
It's sweet. Amazing. I've never had an old fashioned that's carbonated, and this has kind of got that. It's got that feel to it, you know. Now I could see them trying to do this or doing this maybe as a one off in a bourbon barrel, and then we've really got something to check on in terms of that finish with that, you know, the vanilla and the marshmallow and those flavors that come out from an old fashioned.
Hey Chad, barrel age this if you could.
This is so damn good.
This is so good.
But it's refreshing. And I think, like you said, like, you know, there's so many people out there that don't, you know, necessarily just gravitate to beer. Mm-hmm. You're seeing the beverage market just explode.
Right.
You know, Rheingeist made an announcement today.
Yeah.
And it's there's so many different types of beverages for people. And even though this is beer and certainly has some of those elements, it definitely would appeal to a cocktail drinker. And I don't believe that Narrow Path has liquor. So
yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Do you do any tours there? No?
Yeah.
They do? Okay.
If people request, we'll go there. So yeah,
we will now.
We really enjoy that location. The tap room was a little small for us
during the
pandemic, but when things started opening back up, we definitely had a few trips out there, and we look forward to going out there and seeing those guys. They do a great job.
We're gonna pour another something, and I hope it's equally delicious. We have producer Josh here. That is going to open that and then pour that for us, and then I'll explain that offering. So I know if anybody wants to get a great insight into the history, the comeuppance, and the, you know, sort of fun stuff that has happened on Cincy Brew Bus, you can go and look at that fretboard episode. That was truly fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun.
I will say there was not as much people getting sick as I thought there was going to be in your stories, but a lot more of people just disappearing than I thought there was going to be.
Yeah, it's amazing. You drink a couple beers, and next thing you know, you vanish into the the stratosphere.
Right,
it's like
How
just
did they
gone
end up
in the wind? You know, like these people.
Have you ever lost a tour, like completely, to where you're like, I have no idea where they went. We gave them enough time, and to this day, we don't know where they ever ended up.
Yeah, there's been several where they've just kind of unannounced took off.
Oh,
and
man.
Then, you know, we're scrambling,
trying
looking
to figure,
for them.
Right,
and then
right.
at some point in time, you just got to call it, you know,
right,
and say, hey,
right. Everyone else has to get back.
We've got a group of people here, and then. And then one of them actually ended up being a friend of mine once, and he actually my brother was running the tour, and he says, "Hey, your buddy is we can't find him," so I call him, real quick, and he's like, "Oh yeah, we left, man. We're hammered. We got to go get some food or something."
Well,
you know?
Let me know or let some.
Yeah, he didn't think it was a big deal. He just thought, "Oh, they won't miss me," and it was him and two or three other people, and it was like, "Yeah, buddy, we're hoping
we're kind of responsible for you for this time."
Directly responsible, right? Like,
they sign a waiver, so we're not.
If you disappear,
we try to be kind enough to where we're not like leaving people stranded.
Sure,
behind,
right.
Sure, yeah.
We're trying to fulfill our end of the contract as well, so some people just are like, you know what, I'm done, and that's good.
And that's
fine. Just
let
a man know.
Yeah.
So are you running all of the? So you did Brew Bus, Wine Wagon, and then didn't you have a bourbon?
Yeah, we still have the bourbon tour. In fact, that's it runs neck and neck now with Brew Bus in terms of its popularity. It's just a matter of having the locations. We just don't have, you know, we just don't have a plethora of locations, but our bourbon bus sells out nearly every weekend. And in fact, we've got two buses going out there this weekend. We got one bus that decided to do like a mixture tour. So it's
how easy is it going to be for you guys to do like the mixture tour where you have beer, bourbon, wine,
yeah,
spirits?
We do that quite frequently.
With the still house where you're like, oh, you want to get all these things? We're just going to drive you to this one place and there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually got to check that out the other night. That's a really neat spot. I'm looking forward to talking to those guys and seeing about bringing tour groups through.
Nice.
The only kind of question mark is like, where will the bus go? Where will we park? But
I mean, if they're willing, I'm sure that they have places where their delivery trucks and their employees park to where they can.
Yeah, there were
some
spaces down at the bottom of the parking lot, but we're like, but I mean, the food and the beer and the spirits were just amazing. I mean, we kind of sat and checked it out, and I mean, the location is really cool, and the whole space, it's just massive too. It's just out of nowhere.
Isn't
it
a lot bigger than what it looks like from the outside?
Oh,
it's kind of like a TARDIS. It's bigger on the inside. You know, for
I haven't
the nerds
been
there. Out
there. Julia, give the name of the place you're talking about. The
OTR Stillhouse.
Yeah, Joseph Knox.
The Joseph Knox Distillery.
Yeah,
I believe is what they're calling. But they do their own. They make their own spirits. They do their own. They brew their own beer.
Yeah.
They make their own cocktails. They have some out of house spirits as well for the cocktails.
They make their own
wine.
Yeah.
Right, they're a winery. They are kind of an all in. one-stop shop, basically, for Cincinnati-based.
Yep, Chris Mitchell, who was of Woodburn fame and Listerman before that, makes amazing beverages. And, yeah, that proved to be the point. That proved to be true the other night when we visited.
So. Nice.
So what we have is I have a second offering from Narrow Path. It's called Better Burden. Now, this is a collaboration between Narrow Path and Nine Giant. And what happens is that Chad, owner of Narrow Path, goes out and sources particular a particular cedar bough, like not all cedar, but particular cedar bough. And what he does is he creates this tincture with his hot liquor tank. And so the brew liquid, the brew water, becomes this spruce a tea, essentially. And then they go forward with making the beer from there. It's a true Norwegian ale where they use kveik yeast. And they have put out this offering. I will... I have let all of you taste this while
what
I was
is
talking.
Called? Sorry,
and
what is
I would
it called
like
again?
For you to comment on it while I
better,
I drink.
Better Burden.
Better Burden. This is
it's
not
very
a,
good.
Not a burden at all. If
no,
this is a burden,
it's,
this
it's
is
very
the best
good,
burden.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is excellent.
It's when you say cedar, like the I had freaking stupid ass hamsters growing up. So whenever I hear cedar, I think of that god-awful bedding that
yeah,
is
chips.
Actually not yeah that's actually not good for them because the oils give them respiratory disease.
Oh, wow.
Apologies
learn something
to,
new every
right.
day
apologies
the
to
more
I have
you
a
know
guinea pig
yeah.
and they are not
yeah,
in
yeah.
cedar they have this
like pine or whatever
like I don't know what it is it's white I have no what it
it's
is
it's probably pine
like,
chips
when
yeah.
I say I loosely have my youngest Ari shout out to Ari again has a guinea pig that they got for Christmas and they have this white sort of, it looks like plastic. I have no idea what it is, but it's got, you know, the you know, guinea pig poop berries. And
but yeah, but whenever I think of cedar, that's kind of my very first, like the earliest recollection of cedar that I have. And this
beer is
banging. You get, it's banging.
It's very
it's,
good.
This
yeah.
is
different.
This is, I will shout out to Shift Beers, Bussin' no cap.
Bussin' oh, Bussin'.
This is... ridiculously good.
It had to make it into an episode.
Eventually.
Oh, yeah, it's different. It's so good. It doesn't have a lot of the characteristics of like beers that you've had before, you know? I mean, you've had to try maybe something like this in the past to really to get it, but I haven't had many of these types of beers. So this is a well received and welcomed you know, beer to my palate. So.
It's way more flavorful than the color would dictate it would be.
Yeah,
both of these Narrow Path beers are just bursting with flavor.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they're incredible.
Like you look at the beer and you're like, "Okay, I got a beer. I'm going to drink a beer." And then that flavor hits you and it's just a smack between flavor lands. I have no idea what to say here. It's just it hits you in the sense of number 1, you hit what you were going for, and number 2, you didn't just hit it. You hit it out of the park.
Yeah.
It's like it.
Right.
It's when I left Narrow Path after having the taste merry-go-round that Chad provided me with, I texted some friends. I was like, this place blows my mind. They are just crushing
what they
want to do.
Right.
They win awards for their beers and they are so, and I understand that they want to stay, and I'm going to say it, they want to stay a small Pico brewery. I know it's probably not Pico, but it's kind of the running gag. They don't want to become a huge place, which is perfectly fine, but my God, the beers they make are amazing. These two beers have an incredible amount of flavor. They have the essences of cocktails, but you never question that they are still beer, if that makes sense.
Oh,
and as craft beer drinkers, hopefully you understand what I'm going with on that. This is what craft beer is.
Have you ever seen, I don't know what episode I've watched. I don't know if it was BrewDogs or I feel like I watched it on like one of these beer shows in the past where they actually ran the beer through like... They hollowed out branches of a tree of a like a pine tree, and then they just ran the beer through the branches of the tree, and then also there was like pine needles and spruce down in the wort and along the way, and it was like this beer has that kind of feel to it. It's Scandinavian, something that was brewed in the backwoods of Loveland, Ohio.
Right. You don't feel like it was brewed in a, you know, in the back of a tap room somewhere. You feel like this was brewed in, like you said, kind of in the middle of the forest, in the middle of some strange, exotic, amazing location.
Yeah, the first time Chad did this, he told me that the businesses around town came to his spot and said, "What are you doing? This whole town smells like whatever is going on in your
brewery." That's awesome.
Yeah, and he's probably like, "I have no idea what you're talking about."
Probably, yeah.
He's probably just been in the middle of it with his face in it the whole time.
I'm thankful and privileged to have had this beer.
Yes.
I really am. These two beers are quintessential offerings from Narrow Path, because when I talk to Chad, he always talks about the balance of being able to provide great beer and being able to have all of his brew staff flex or express their creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're putting out stuff like this, this is top-notch, like high-caliber stuff.
This is the kind of stuff that drew me to starting Brewbus. It's this kind of like artisanship that we saw from places like Mad Tree when they were just starting up, from Rheingeist when they had that one section, you know, and 50 West and Listerman and you know, Mount Carmel, the first four or five places that were open in 2014 when we started going out and visiting. This is what craft beer is about, is pushing the limits and the boundaries, but also finding something that you like to do too, and you know, having a company that can not only sell beer and be successful enough to stay open, but also kind of achieve that like artistic freedom, is such a good place to be. And that's why I think I love this industry. It really hasn't changed in a whole lot in terms of the guys that are doing that and are making that happen are the people that like we love to visit and we love to like just show off. And I'm so happy that these guys are still just in the lab, you know, just making some crazy stuff happen.
It's awesome to me, because this is what kind of the craft beer community is all about. It's about saying, I just had this beer, it's amazing, I want to share with everyone. You have to try this beer, and you have to try this beer. I need you to get out to this brewery and try this beer that this company, this brewery is making. And that's what Narrow Path is doing day in and day out. I feel like they are constantly, like, it is the place where you're going, You've got to come down here and try this. You have got to do this.
You really should. And we are lucky to have Mike on the pod. And
absolutely,
Mike's meeting a friend, and the friend's here. And I don't want to cut your time with your friend short. But
thank you. I appreciate it. But I appreciate you guys having me.
Thank you for being willing to sit with us.
This is your platform, and what I want to say is, what do you want to say about your business, past, present, future? And also, Mike, personally, you are a professional in the – you're a realtor?
I'm a loan officer.
Loan officer.
Yeah. Yep. I do mortgage loans, so I lend during the day, and then I drink during the night. No, I drive people to drink. Besides my wife, I drive people to drink during all the other times. No,
that's awesome.
But this is your platform. Yeah. We want to give you the time to.
Well, thank you. You guys didn't have to do that at all. I appreciate you guys celebrating with me. I'm going to sit over here and have a few beers.
For sure.
Big Greg Schmidt here is with me. He's one of our longest tenured tour guides, and so we came out to have a celebration beer, and I'm really happy seeing you guys. I'm glad you guys are getting off the ground running and successful.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely share your stuff and get it out to the Brewbus fans. And
well, we want to share your stuff as well. So where can people find, and I'm going to take kind of a note from the Gnarly Gnome and Cincy Brewcast on this, where can people find you, follow you, both Cincy Brewbus, and if you want to to shout out, you know, anything, any way people can find you for home loans even.
Yeah, yeah. So Cincy Brewbus, cincybrewbus.com, our Facebook page, our Twitter page, Instagram. We're on social media a lot, sharing. And now we've gotten to the point, and we've done this for so long, had so many great customers. Our customers are sharing, and getting, nice. You get to see kind of the experience. And you know, we started this off with to try to find an outlet for people to get to local establishments, mm-hmm. because when people go and visit a place they like, they are more likely to go back and enjoy that place again. And so, in order to have a successful beer community or bourbon community, wine community, having an entity like us where we can kind of deliver people to these places that they may not have seen before has been awesome for the city. And we're so thankful for all of the guests that have come out, all of the locations that just let us totally go in and invade their space. You know, in the beginning when we would get there, people would hurry up and run to the bar so, you know, that they could get their beers before we would bombard the bars. CincyBrewBus.com. We're doing a lot of bourbon tours right now. We're booking out pretty solid for the Bourbon Trail coming this summer and spring. Keeneland starts in April, so people are booking our tours. So your company outings, all that. We're still going. We're still going strong amidst all this kind of uncertainty and weirdness that's going on. Like we said today, it's been weird for like pretty solid 2 years.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And luckily, you know,
people still need to drink. Yeah. It's the only way to get through this thing.
That's right. People still want to go out and celebrate with each other and have this kind of outlet. And that's what we're here for. And we're really happy to provide that. And we're really thankful for just the undying support of the community that we're in. And the business owners that we deal with are just amazing. And they opened up our doors to us, like I said in the beginning, like 5 days after this thing ended. And we couldn't have been here and done this without it, without those guys. And, you know, if you know anybody that's looking to find a fun part-time job, that's really kind of where our bottleneck is right now. People want to drive or people just want to be tour guides. We're looking for you. We have a really good package that we deliver to the people in terms of pay, and you get tips, and there's beer, you know, so it never hurts nice. To throw that in there. And then during the day, if you're looking for a home loan, you can find me. I work for US Bank Home Mortgage, so I'm out of Fairfield, Hamilton.
That's actually who my mortgage is through, is US Bank. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Unofficially for being.
That's awesome.
You're very welcome.
That's awesome. And you have a Cincinnati Bengals hat on. And
yeah.
We don't talk sports ball on this pod very much, but
I do.
You know, the Bengals are in the postseason.
Yeah.
Hosting a game versus the Raiders.
Yeah.
They suck.
So are you going to be there or are you not going to be there?
I won't be there personally, but we will have some tour buses out and finishing the tour right as soon as the game is starting. So it's been interesting this week how many cancellations we've gotten. Thank you, NFL. You couldn't have gotten it for Sunday. You know, not that, you know, having Christmas on a Saturday and having New Year's on a Saturday was
right.
bad enough.
Yeah. Well,
we had
sure.
to throw a Bengals playoff game on there. So, you know, the last 3 weeks haven't been stellar in terms of revenue. But if the Bengals can get a playoff win after, 1991, I think, it all goes for naught. And we're happy and good and life is back to where it should be because
–
this is a good team. We've got a good future. I'm excited for it.
I'm
excited. We're going to be downtown and around, and the buzz in the city is going to be just
it's
palatable.
It's electric.
It
yeah.
is so
yeah.
electric.
It's palatable.
Boogie,
right.
woogie, woogie.
Exactly. So fun fact about the Bengals and how you said that the last playoff, and then we'll let you get hang out with your friend, drink beer, all that. There has never been a text message about the Bengals winning a playoff game. Because the last time, as you said, the Bengals were in the playoff was 1991, and the very first text message that was ever sent was 1992.
How insane is that?
This is our fucking year.
Yeah,
there has never been a text message saying, "I can't believe the Bengals won a playoff game."
I hate to admit this.
Uh-oh.
But when we had, I think we had intercepted the ball against Roethlisberger in that playoff game. In 2000 and what was it? 2005
or 15? 2015. 2015.
Yeah. And I had texted my brother and I said, I think we've got it.
Oh, no. Don't send any texts on Saturday.
No. And then Jeremy Hill fumbled, and then we had the meltdown from Perfect. And
so you're to blame, right?
Yeah. It's all on me. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. No, this can't happen. And it just totally came unraveled, and the Bengals bungled, and, you know, life was as it has always been, right?
Right.
Since 1991. You know, luckily I was born in 78, so I was, you know, I got to see a few good, decent teams.
All I'm asking.
We're the same age?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Nice. But was he born on the 21st? That's all that really matters.
No. Probably not.
The 7th.
You and I share the same
birthday. Same birthday. Not the same year, but the same.
The same day.
Actually. Yes.
Kind of weird.
Well, cheers, guys. Thank
well,
you
cheers.
So much.
Thank you so much for being here. Mike. It was great meeting you in person for the first time.
Absolutely.
Hey, great to see you, Mike.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations on 8 years.
Thanks, brother.
And hope you have 80 more.
Hope to see you guys out there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see you.
See you.
All right. We are back. Mike has joined his friend to have some drinks as he intended to come here. He did not come here with the intent to be on Truth, Beer, and Podsequences, but
he
saw him and took the
surprise.
Opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, he walked in, said hi to us, and we were
accosted him to be on the podcast.
Said, yeah. Hey.
We demand you tell us about your anniversary on our show.
Anniversary. Yeah. Congratulations.
And, so awesome.
We said, hey, what about... How about you talk about it? And
he's like, yeah.
I'll talk about it.
Yeah. So huge shout out to Cincy Brew Buzz. Please, you know, if you have a group that you're thinking, I want something fun to do with this group, but I don't know what, check out Cincy Brew Buzz. They have more than just beer tours. They do beer, wine, bourbon, anything that, even if you have an idea of something, hit them up on it, and I'm sure that they'll let you know if it's something they can accommodate or not. But we wanted to come back to this 0.5 episode and talk about these narrow path beers because, holy crap, these are some of the best beers that I have had in a very long time.
I am in love with the old-fashioned beer.
Mm-hmm. Josh, you were describing it to me before we turned the mics back on. So re-describe that because it was perfect.
Yeah, it was almost like a sexual experience. Go ahead.
Yeah. For sure. Let me explain my sexual experience.
Yeah, please do.
So this is a lager, right?
Yeah.
I'm an IPA guy, so I'm a hop head. I want bitter. I want incredibly bitter all the time. That's who I am. So I'm drinking this beer, and I get a lot of orange on the nose. I'm the smell of this beer to me is incredibly orange peel. When you take a sip, the first thing I taste is cherry.
Yes,
incredibly large amounts of cherry. And then immediately after the cherry comes this rush of orange, mm-hmm. like orange juice.
Yeah, not orange peel, but orange juice. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
following that, it's incredibly complex because following that, I get nothing but this, like, I just drank a cocktail sort of alcohol burn where it's not overly alcoholic, but it is, I drank a cocktail, and I think anyone who drinks cocktails understands that.
Yeah.
That,
sometimes there's an unpleasant burn of the alcohol at the end.
Sort of. But you smell cherry, or you smell orange, you taste cherry, you get orange juice.
Marcus' head is
exploding
right now.
And then you get this,
right
like,
now.
I just drank a cocktail. And it's...
But it's beer,
it's
but
it's
still...
insane that it's a beer, because it's actually mind-blowing, because I don't think I've ever had a beer that is this complex.
But still, but in your head, you still are able, or like your taste buds, the mouthfeel, whatever.
You hit it.
You
out
still
the
know
park.
It's
that
a
description,
beer.
Yeah. So
I just had another round. Like we have these little taster plastic.
They're grade school pizza party cups.
Yeah, they're grade school pizza party cups, or you know, like somebody was going to give you fluoride or something.
There you go.
But they're and I just had a taste of it, and I was like, that description is perfect. If
it
I
is.
Hadn't had it before, and you told me that, and I just tasted it, it was on point.
Orange on the nose, cherry immediately up front when you taste it, then an orange juice aftertaste. And then immediately, like, I just drank an old-fashioned on the back end.
And this is one of my favorite things about living with Josh. And I'll try to explain what I'm tasting about it. Josh is able to enunciate that. Like, he is able to go, no, this is what you get up front. This is what you get in the middle. This is what you get after. And it is always spot on. It is incredible. And this beer, this Old Fashioned is...
I'm pretty critical of beer.
He is. This is so goddamn good.
This is on point, isn't it?
Yes.
It's super good.
Yeah.
I'm kind of jealous I don't have more of it because...
We need to get a narrow path like ASAP.
Yeah, I
will. Well, I don't know if it's on tap or anymore or not.
Oh, no.
But, I mean...
Bug the crap out of Narrow Path to bring this back if it's not on tap. Because I'm going to have a little bit more of this.
Yeah, and that beer is fantastic. I mean, I told you, I did the gamut of the Narrow Path beers. And
right.
Deciding what I wanted to bring, the two I wanted to bring, was extremely difficult because all the beer was so, so good. And
right.
It made me stop and say, holy hell, like, this is a crazy, just amazing beer experience, and these were the two I picked, and I'm glad they held up because they're in Little Howlers.
Their Howlers and Growlers are the most phenomenally, I don't know the word.
Like I said earlier, their Howler looks like a Lego man head.
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks like the head
style,
of a Lego.
The style of their glassware is absolutely spectacular. It is something you are going to want to hold on to and save. And so this is how good they are. So Marco is pouring another mini glass, and we each have a singular plastic cup, one for each of the beers.
Yeah,
He smelled each pizza party cup to make sure that he wasn't going to
mix
the flavors.
Yeah,
that is how good these are.
I know which one is the Old Fashioned, and I knew which one is the Better Burden, the Spruce Bough one. And
man,
let me tell you, that Better Burden beer for me is it's just phenomenal. It's
very good.
To really take that just extreme artisan approach to making a beer, I have to give respect to that, because you could make a beer and toss spruce boughs in a bag, you know, much like let's say you're making a wit beer.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make a wit beer. Yeah, it's a wit beer. We brew the beer. This is what goes in it. And then you have mesh strain bags, and you're going to throw, you know, orange peels in it. No, this isn't that. This is, he made an actual tea tincture with, you know, the hot liquor tank water to make this beer with the spruce boughs.
Mm-hmm.
And it follows through. It plays out to the finish. This beer is, as advertised, straight on point. Just fucking delicious.
It's pretty approachable. It's not very polarizing in its taste either.
I would agree.
It's not incredibly bitter. It's not incredibly light. It's just a flavor bomb.
Yeah. In the best way.
It's incredibly approachable. And if I'm reading this right, it's an 8%.
In
8%, that is pretty significant for a beer that's that approachable.
Beyond phenomenal.
It's incredible.
These are both some of the best beers
I am actually upset that we have not made it up to Narrow Path yet.
Yes.
Because of these beers.
Yes. Narrow Path is one of those places that is incredibly underrated, it's overlooked because it is a very tiny brewery, but my God, the beers they are making, these are two examples. Both of these are
this Old Fashioned
bussin' bussin' no cap, maybe
their expressions
bussin.
And creativity that knock it out of the park.
And
I think every brewery tries to in some way express their creativity now.
Oh yeah.
And what I said earlier is that Chad is really focused on trying to make sure that everybody on the brew team is able to express a creativity. So that's something that Chad, as the owner and one of the brewers, is really dialed into, mm-hmm. is trying to make sure that, you know, creativity is in their spectrum.
Yes.
You know, well, kudos, always, right?
Always.
Yeah. I mean, if I had to put one single word on specifically this old fashioned, I would say creative.
Mm-hmm.
You took a beer and made it feel like you drank a cocktail.
Right.
Yeah, it really
now,
did.
Now, the and thing is, it's not even, way. It's not as heavy as a cocktail.
Yeah.
So you're drinking an old fashioned. I could give this to one of my friends who doesn't drink beer. He literally is just a liquor person.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell him, like, trust
hey,
me.
Hey, here's an old fashioned. And no, he would.
Not even just trust me. And I guarantee he'd be impressed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's impressive what they're doing there. And I don't get there enough. And I certainly was happy to lean into the opportunity. I had no idea. I had no idea either.
Yeah.
I had no idea when I showed up there that I was going to be hit with these just amazing expressions
mm-hmm. right.
of flavor in beer when I was there. I just knew that I was near Narrow Path and I wanted to go. And I sat down and I ordered a beer and the beer was fine. And then as I got to explore the offerings and then Chad saw me and then came around. Once Chad saw me and came around, It all went
downhill from there.
I got blasted.
I kinda got the try this. But shout out to Chad too. I mean, thank you very much because I mean I show up at a place, I sit down, I sit at the bar just like any other patron, right? But Chad and I mean, we communicate. I mean, we're friends. And so I didn't show up leaning on Chad to give me the red carpet. I showed up to have a beer and have a beer experience.
Mm-hmm.
Man, his beers were so, so good, so on point. And their medals are well-deserved. Their mm-hmm. accolades are well-deserved. And that is a brewery that, you know, when it opened, it was something that anybody could expect would be cool because it's right there on the bike path.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what we were going to expect out of them from a product, but as years and years have gone on, man, they are making just really, really fantastic beer.
Yep.
Oh, 100%.
Chad, if you're listening to this, I look forward to meeting you.
Yeah.
100%,
yeah.
I have a taster of the old fashioned right now, and I can't drink it because I'm so in love with the smell that I just keep smelling it.
And once you drink it, it's gone. Yeah,
yeah, and I don't know if it's on tap anymore. I mean, right. it could be gone.
I will be very... You just bring it back, please. Yeah, just... And, please.
And I also think that the Gnarly Gnome hinted to that might be one of the places that he is trying to get an episode with or at.
Maybe a gorilla episode.
Do it. I want to hear it.
I thought he was talking about Cellar Dweller.
No. No, not at all. No. Don't come. We'll see.
All right. Well, wrapping up this 0.5 episode, huge, huge thank you, I mean, to Marco for bringing the Narrow Path beers to us.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
There's
thank
no
you
chance
too.
I would have even tried this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, very, very happy that you even gave me the opportunity to try this.
Yes.
There was no chance I was getting up there anytime soon. It wasn't even on my radar. And then, like, the fact that I like this so much is insane. Like, I'm a hophead, and I'm drinking a lager that is rivaling one of the best things I've ever tasted, which is Westside Double IPA. But
Westside.
Westside.
Westside Brewing, we love you.
We I love you. Marry me. So, yeah, the fact that I have a beer here in front of me that is beyond approachable to, I guarantee, if somebody's not even into beer, if they're just listening to this just to know what's going on in Cincinnati, like, I guarantee they would be into this if they were into alcohol in general.
You're welcome. And obviously, I just want to tell you that I'm glad I got to share these with you, because when I tasted them, I thought the same thing. What I would say is, from a bigger perspective, I agree with you. But if people in the know wanted to encapsulate or share something that's going on in Cincinnati beer right now, would they have picked that? Would they have picked Narrow Path? Would they have known about it? Would they have lean into the fact that Narrow Path has many medals? Would they have, you know, even had that on their radar? Probably not, and that's a miss. And so I'm glad that on this platform we were able to share and have these beers.
100%.
Yeah, I'm glad that we were able to share and have these beers. I'm glad to share this and say, hey, that stuff that they're doing down there is freaking really, really good and almost mind-blowingly good.
Oh, yeah.
I have an entirely different outlook here. Like, I'm excited to visit a new brewery. I have never been more excited to actually visit a new brewery.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always, like, open to visiting something new and trying something new and trying... Now, I'm a West Coast IPA guy, so hop
for sure,
guy.
I am
so,
as well.
So, like,
outside of Pilsner, Coast IPA. And Pilsner,
if there is a West Coast IPA on tap, I'm getting it. Second to New England or whatever it may be. But I'm a hophead. But when it comes to something like this, it wouldn't have even crossed my path, even in conversation, that they have a drink that rivals a cocktail. I would have been like, whatever, right? I would drink this over an IPA if I had the opportunity. Like, that is a statement,
hell
right?
Yeah.
Like, my go-to is Westside Double IPA. Shout out Westside. Please sponsor me. But, I mean, when it all boils down, like, if I had to choose something, I'd probably choose this Old Fashioned again.
Yeah.
Now, granted, this Better Burden is incredibly good.
They're both
amazing.
Yeah,
the Norwegian IPA.
But there's something so polarizing about the Old Fashioned that is screaming not a beer to me.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
It is screaming not a beer. And it's to a point where it is... If I was blindly tasting this... And it was completely uncarbonated for some reason.
Yeah.
You would probably lose me. I would probably say, like, that's an Old Fashioned.
Like, I'm actually not drinking the last of the Old Fashioned that I have so that I can give it back to you because you are enjoying
I'm
it so much.
I'm obsessed with the smell of
this.
Yeah,
it's amazing. So if you had say, a canned... craft cocktail of it.
I think I'd be broke.
Yeah.
If this was canned and they released it like they did, I don't know, a seltzer or, March 1st,
whatever,
something.
Sure.
I'd be broke. My fridge would be full of this stuff. Like, it's insane to me.
It's awesome.
How they have crafted a quote-unquote cocktail... in a beer form where you're drinking a beer, but you feel like you just drank a cocktail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Agreed.
They did it right.
Absolutely
right.
And I feel like this is such a good kind of tie back to what a lot of podcasts always touch on as far as craft beer goes. Take the road less traveled. If you go to a brewery and you see a style or a flavor combination or something that you've never really seen before, just try it. Give it a try because my
Get those flights.
Get the flights. Try
anything you have, any style you have never had.
Because
Julia didn't
know.
Like IPAs when I met her.
It's true.
Josh is the one. I forced her to try every single IPA I ever had.
Yep.
And now she likes IPAs.
And now
Funny, huh?
And now anytime I see a new style, a new beer, whatever, it's like, oh, I want to try that.
Oh, New England. Yeah.
Like, New England, whatever. Or even, you know, porters, the darks, stuff that you don't even like. I'm like, hey, this sounds interesting. I'm going to try it. It may not be my thing, but you have to go down those roads. You have to look and say, they have a beer inspired by a cocktail. Even if you've never had that cocktail before, I've had an old fashioned once or twice before, so I'm not the best, you know, person to talk about old fashions. But holy crap, this hit the nail on the head so beyond well. I don't even have words to describe it.
It did it right. I tell you,
we need to save some of this for producer Kenny just to make sure that we're refilling our glasses.
I definitely want him to
tell
taste.
You that. Yeah. You know, we have certainly in this city. You know, we have friends up to the north. You know, the Newbert Report. And
shout out to our boys in flannel.
Shout out to the Newbert Report. And
fuck the Cobra Chickens.
Yeah, there's that. there's that. But
sorry, I had to.
At some point, beers are going to make their way up there. You know, I think we all have differing opinions on what we'd want to send them. I honestly would love to find a way to send them stuff like this.
Agreed.
Their packaging format does not lend to that.
100%.
But if they tasted these beers that we had today, I think they would be blown away.
100%.
At what we're doing. If
we had input from all of this community, Shift Beers, the Gnome, each of us, whatever it may be,
Hustle and Brew,
everyone.
Shout out.
If every single person picked a single beer to send the Newbert Report, just get that, like, this is what we're about, right? If we all sent that out, I think they'd be blown away. I would eat that episode up. I would love to hear what their thought was.
So this is what I'm going to do with that.
I mean,
shout out to all of the Cincinnati beer podcasts.
Let us know.
Hustle and Brews, the Outcast Podcast, Craft Parenting Podcast, Sonder Stories, Hustle and Brews, Shift Beers, the Cincinnati Brewcast, because I apparently cannot say Cincy Brewcast correctly to save my life. If you could send a single beer, preferably packaged, but
one we'll single beer,
a
the
single
beer,
beer
to end all beers,
to our brothers up north, the Newbert Report, what would you send? Let us know, because
tweet.
I think that would be an absolutely amazing thing to know. Hit us up at Truth Beer Pod on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I would love to have that conversation. I would love to know what everyone thinks is one of the best beers in Cincinnati that they would want to send to someone who doesn't have the opportunity to get it. And Newbert Report, you know that we love you guys. I am going to get a hold. Even Josh loves you. The other Josh loves you. All the Joshes love you.
I love you.
All of the Joshes
love
you. So what I would like to do is, Beth, because you are the most responsible one out of Shift Beers.
Beth,
you and I, let's get together and figure out what we can try our best to send to the Newbert Report. And let's make this shit happen.
Let's do it.
Full stop.
It might get stuck in customs for half a year, but we can definitely try.
Yes. I mean, as it stands right now, nothing is happening.
If anything, you get shipped back.
Right.
And we'll drink it. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this has been a freaking phenomenal 0.5 episode. You know, huge shout out to Mike with Cincy Brewcast. Good Lord. I don't know what I'm doing
Cincy
anymore.
Brew Bus.
With the Cincy Brew Bus.
Hey now.
Marco, thank you for bringing us these beers. Shout out to Narrow Path for holy shit, breaking down walls and making some of the best goddamn beer that we have had in a long time.
These beers
you
are
have
amazing.
Made me love cocktails again. If Narrowpath is listening to this, I have sworn off liquor entirely in my life, but you have
except
made
for
me
our once a year shot of Jägermeister.
That doesn't count. That's a tradition. But you have made me love
can
cocktails
again. Can we discuss
again.
The Jägermeister? No, it's not the right
tradition?
Form. No, it's not the right form.
It's this very simple tradition.
It's very simple.
It's as simple as I vomit.
It's not good, but it's a very simple
if
tradition.
If I have one shot of Jägermeister, it doesn't matter if it's at 10 in the morning or 10 at night and I have had nothing to drink. If I have one shot of Jägermeister, right. I'm vomiting.
I don't enjoy right. it, I'll tell you that. But it is a like, tradition on the list.
It's like a reflex. All like,
right, so
holy shit, your body said, oh, fuck, that's Jägermeister? Oh, you're vomiting.
If you're interested in knowing Josh and I's Jägermeister tradition, hit me up on the social medias. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you know how to find me. It's a very simple story, but it's something we do and something that we have fun with. We may not necessarily enjoy it, but we have fun with it. Tying this back up, Narrowpath, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much. Cincy Brew Buzz, support them. Go on their tours. They do absolutely amazing things. Happy anniversary to you guys.
Happy anniversary.
Woo!
Josh, do you have any final words before we wrap up point five?
Keep drinking.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, do
Marco,
it.
Do you have any
if
final
you don't,
statements?
I'll find you. Keep drinking.
I just want to say thank you to everybody coming along. Thank you to everybody first time. Thank you to everybody, you know, keep going. And
keep drinking.
We got it. I mean, yeah. 2022, let's see what happens.
Hell yeah, first point five of 20, well, second point five. This is episode 24.5 of Truth, Beer, and Podsequences. Thank you, everyone, so incredibly much for listening to us as we talked about random stuff, not just podcasts. And we will see you soon.